Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
World Cup knockout action continued yesterday as European powers surged. Reigning champs France took down Poland 3-1 behind a pair of goals by star forward Kylian Mbappe. Later in the day, England dominated Senegal 3-0 as Jordan Henderson, Harry Kane, and Bukayo Saka all put the ball in the back of the net. Saturday, England and France square off in the World Cup quarterfinals.
France
starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Take France.
I don't know. I'm going England here. It's going to be a great game. By the way, I don't know how much your audience watches Mbappe of France, but he is like a Mahomes, Steph Curry type like player. He is dynamic. When he gets the ball, like, he can take anyone one-on-one.
Well, Brazil scored a couple of goals in 13 minutes.
Two goals already for Brazil against South Korea.
By the way, it was so predictable. The minute we lose, we blame the coach. Because psychologically, it's much easier in America to blame the coach instead of your players. We have good players. They're all kids. We're not as good as Netherlands. They have more talent. They have better finishers. We don't have an elite striker. It was a great World Cup. It ended exactly how it should have ended. I didn't love all the substitutions. I thought the corner kicks were sloppy and uninspired. But we're not a team that's going to go up against Croatia and Brazil and England. And I mean, the England match was, that's as good as we can play. That is, and they didn't have one of their better players.
I think the pushback is the philosophy that Greg Berhalter has, which is very geared toward defense. Is that what you want going forward? Because they do not attack enough, Colin. No. They don't generate many opportunities. It's a little frustrating for American fans to watch Brazil pour it on and Frayne. They have amazing players, France and Spain.
Yeah, it's much easier to be aggressive. It's sort of like if you're a boxer and have a knockout punch, it's easier to be aggressive. If you don't have a knockout punch, you have to be a defensive fighter and score points. When you don't have elite global strikers, you can't be that aggressive or people will counter you and crush you. Netherlands toyed with us, just waited for us to like overextend ourselves, then countered, scored.
I know you don't want to hear it, but there's this thing in soccer called expected goals. It's some advanced stats. They said we were better than Netherlands in that match. Pulisic is on the doorstep 2 minutes in. He's got to put that away. Like, you put that away, 1-0 U.S., it's a totally different game.
Is that Berhalter's fault?
That was Pulisic's fault.
Yeah,
he was not amazing in the match against Netherlands.
Yeah, it's always the coach's fault.
Do you think Berhalter will be the coach in 26?
Well, you don't last long coaching in the World Cup. I mean, sometimes you get a run, then you're out. So if he moved on, that'd be... Listen, it doesn't matter who the new coach is. The best coaches in the world aren't taking the job. Well, if you, the best coaches in the world, one of them is coaching Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were the best coach in the world, you're going to take the Jaguars job, or you're going to take, you know, a Packers job, or you're going to take a better job? Would the best three coaches in the world consider the United States?
It really depends what else is out there.
I would go to Argentina. I'd go to Brazil. I'd go to England. I would go to Italy. I would go to France.
Italy didn't even qualify for the World Cup. Our opinion of
ourselves is way higher than it should be.
Well, come on, we're Americans. What do you think? What do you expect?
We think it's American exceptionalism. Maybe there's some of it, not in soccer. This is not our sport. We're not as good. We're talented, but we're kids. In 4 years, when all of our best players are 27 years old, then it's going to be really interesting, because this is a – we have about six kids, Des Pulisic, you know, Tyler Adams. I think our goalie,
McKinney,
Matt Turner.
Yeah,
we've got about six, seven guys, a great core. But, you know, you start talking to the average soccer fan, and they we're not Brazil.
But you look at the population in America, and you think, goodness gracious, we've got to find, got to materialize, make some better players.
Well, look at the population of New York City. Why aren't they better in college football? Because they don't care about it.
Oh, boy.
Brazil cares about soccer. England cares about it. If it was all about population, then Chicago, New York would have all the best high school football players. They don't care about it. You know what does? Alabama. And they have two top 20 programs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5, and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
All right, J-Mac with
the
news.
That's a good topic.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Right, we'll wrap up. We're going to start this one with the U.S. losing 3-1 to Netherlands. Despite being eliminated, Greg Berhalter said the American public should be optimistic for how the team performed at the World Cup. You know what I'm really waiting for?
What?
Is the story about Gio Reyna behind the scenes. I'm waiting for it to come out.
He's
I've heard some stuff.
He's a kid.
Well, apparently he acted like a kid over in Qatar.
That's right.
I'm not willing to say what I've heard, but it's not great.
That's right. And so Berhalter said, you're immature. You're our youngest player. We're not letting you play. I'm for Berhalter on that one.
Well, the problem is, you know, we need a guy like that. You saw when he came on in the second half. Very dynamic. He's got the flair. He plays like a European.
You're dynamic. If you were a schmuck, I wouldn't let you
on the
air.
Why do you think I'm on the show, baby? Come on. All right, let's go to the next topic because we have a great guest coming up next. Colin, Lamar Jackson. Jeez, Sunday.
Wow.
What the heck, man? By the way, I was on the Ravens. That was a stinky loss. They just don't look good. By the way, what's up with Lamar Jackson? He always has the flu. He's got nagging injuries. It looks like he's
had a bad year, and they don't have much to throw to.
He's got a bad year, and guess what? He's betting on himself.
I know.
He turned down a lot of money, Colin. Getting an MRI today. We'll hear what the word is. John Harbaugh said he thinks it's going to be days to weeks.
Let me ask you this.
Not season ending.
If he's on the market, would a team like Seattle go after him with all those draft picks and not a college quarterback? Seattle may be thinking to themselves, we can win now. Why are we going to draft some 22-year-old? If I'm Seattle, I'd give up a first, a second. They have two firsts, two seconds, two fourths. Seattle's now got all their young defensive players, their tackles. I think if Lamar goes on the market, there'd be a couple teams that would be very interested.
Going to remember, in the offseason, darn it, he was liking a lot of tweets about the Miami Dolphins. He is from Florida.
They have
he
a quarterback.
He does love the culture. They do?
Well,
he didn't look good yesterday against a defense finally that he played 2 weeks from now, Buffalo. Colin, keep an eye on Lamar Jackson and Miami Dolphins. And finally, we'll wrap up. Tonight is Bucks Saints in primetime.
Oh.
I mean, this is a tough watch. Is there some NBA on, some college hoops? However, Tampa is only 5-6, and the Saints at 4-8. So if the Saints win this, Colin, they're right in the thick of things.
Oh, listen, the NFC is a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, a team like Seattle that we thought was almost like professionally tanking is wildly viable.
Well. Now, I will say this. Andy Dalton in primetime is a train wreck.
Yes.
Okay? I think he's lost 8 straight in primetime, something like 6-20 against the spread.
Yeah.
That being said, Brady has struggled in primetime because he's 45 and it's past his bedtime. He's playing late tonight. Bucks, according to FoxBet, Bucks are favored by 3.5. I think you got to take the points,
not,
right?
I'm not touching.
You don't want to touch Andy Dalton in primetime?
No, God, this is just bleeding my bank account. Even touching this game,
jeez,
gross. Right. I don't like betting games I don't want to watch, and I have to watch this tonight.
Saints in the hook.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
10 years in the league, Fox Sports analyst. He had that Seahawks win against the Rams yesterday. He is now joining us live in studio, Mark Sanchez. It is great to see you, Mark.
How are we doing?
I'll say this. You know, we were talking earlier that I judge a coach a lot of times by this. When I see the coach's personality in his side of the ball, do I see his fingerprints on it?
Right.
You know, Pete's teams play with a lot of energy. I mean,
and
they're flawed and they make mistakes, and they're going to make the playoffs.
They really are.
They are going to make it. It's one of Pete's greatest coaching.
Well, I think this will be, in some ways, like his legacy is what he did with this team. The way he built it before, the Legion of Boom, you know, getting Russell Wilson to play the way he used to play, all that. And then redoing it, if he gets a chance to redo this with the draft they just had. I mean, are you kidding me? The guys they got, they're playing two rookie tackles.
By the way, two rookie corners. They're both spectacular.
The kid Kobe Bryant.
He leads the NFL, I think, in
fourth or fifth round or whatever. And he was like the Thorpe Award winner out of Cincinnati.
Tremendous.
I mean, he's a baller, a stud in the slot. It's incredible what they've done. I mean, shout out to their scouting department.
That's right.
Everything. And then getting Geno Smith to play the way he's playing and efficiently, there were so many opportunities for him to give it away yesterday. At the beginning, they couldn't block a soul from the running back position, and then guys just got banged up, right? Kenneth Walker goes down, DJ Dallas is banged up. They got other players in there, and nobody's blocking nickel pressures, safety pressures. Bobby Wagner's coming free. Geno Smith did not flinch. I was so impressed with his play yesterday. It was something special, and it's another, that game-winning drive is just another rung on the ladder for him, confidence-wise.
Yeah.
It's just put it in your back pocket, remember that. He knows how to do it. If he's got to do it again, he'll be ready to do it. They did it on the road. That the crowd actually really got into it. I was worried.
No, like, so it was a wildly entertaining game.
You don't know what to expect.
That's right.
You know, a 3-8 team or 4-8 team or whatever, and you don't know if LA is going to show up like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby Wagner played his butt off.
Oh, my God. He's still good.
It was incredible.
He's still a great player.
He just ripped that ball out of the dude's hands. Like,
Yeah.
Stole his lunch money.
So the Niners situation, Brock Purdy was the last guy drafted. I watched him a little in college.
Yep.
I watched him in the preseason. So he's been around a while in their system. He OTAs, preseason. Remember, Garoppolo wasn't getting any snaps. So this kid's gotten snaps in practice, and he's a bit of a gamer, little undersized, but athletic gamer moves, Taylor Heineke-ish.
I was just going to say Heineke vibes, yeah.
And my takeaway is, listen, man, I think they're just going to let him go and see what he can do.
I agree. I don't know. I don't know if you go get Baker and try and download that offense right now. I mean, keep a guy that's
Wouldn't
been
I want
in your
Purdy
system
at practice to get the snaps?
Yeah, that's taken all the reps and familiar with it, been in the room. I don't know. I thought he played pretty well. I think there's just some awareness stuff that he'll get better with
like
over
what?
Time. I thought the interception to Ayuk, he was throwing to Ayuk and trying to back shoulder Zaven Howard. I mean, that's one of the best corners in ball. Like, so I think just not that Ayuk can't beat him, not that you can't ever throw to that guy. It's not like, you know, eliminate that half of the field. But at the same time, it's like, is that what we want? Is that our best scenario? Is that the best case scenario for this play,
yeah,
for this situation?
That's right.
I think little things like that are going to go a long way for him. And I know, you know, they're just going to get him up to speed. But bottom line is that defense is going to keep you in the game.
Well, and
Fred Warner's the best in the game. It's unbelievable.
They hit their field goals.
Oh, my God.
Their coverage, their defense, their coaching, their run game.
Everything across the board
is fantastic.
And Jimmy went down early. So Purdy had to play. When I first went back and looked at the game, I was like, oh, maybe Jimmy went down late, whatever, because they won. No. You know, they controlled the game. It was their game, really.
It was Brock's game. He played the whole thing almost.
He played pretty efficient, and, you know, he's in an excellent situation. He's got playmakers everywhere.
Yeah. So I was watching Philadelphia, and you know, it's interesting. Sometimes guys have good agents or good PR, and it's nothing against Dak. But Dak, his first game ever as a pro was at the Coliseum. The Rams were new to L.A., if I recall, he played at the Coliseum and had a good preseason game.
Right.
And from that moment on, Dak was a star.
It's Dallas, but
right,
yes,
right, right.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts has been doubted at Alabama. He's been doubted everywhere. And I watch this kid. All I see in big games is 74% completion percentage. He keeps making jumps, Mark. Like, not subtle jumps. I kind of buy it.
It's, you know, I feel like he's... underrated is not the word. Just he doesn't get the kind of credit he deserves, I think. And everybody's just kind of waiting like, I don't know if it's real.
I
don't know if it's real. I mean, with that kind of roster, with those playmakers, what he's doing with the football, running the ball, tough, you know, putting his head down, going for the pylon like this. Like he's got everything that town wants. He's very Philly.
Yeah.
He's very like underdog, tough, blue collar, you know. I want him on my team if I'm playing rock, paper, scissors, if I'm flipping a coin, if I'm in a bar fight. Like, I just want that guy on my team because he's a winner. And you can tell this team's rallying around him. The way he talks about it, the way he cares about it, it's he's a real deal.
Yeah. The you know, we were watching the Jets yesterday, and he and I were texting. So, no, but it's interesting. There was a moment.
They had so many chances. Yeah.
Oh, they had.
Yeah.
They had two great drives late. But Mike White made a throw to Corey Davis, and he and I were, and I was like, oh no, that's a Burrow throw. That's a big boy throw.
Yeah.
In the end, he couldn't quite make plays in the red zone. But if you're the Jets, you're leaving that place. And I kept thinking the whole game, I think that staff thinks that's the franchise quarterback.
Well, he kept him in it. You know, it was
that game could have unraveled.
They couldn't score touchdowns.
Right.
Like, they kept kicking too many field goals. That was the issue for them. They couldn't quite punch it in. And sometimes that happens. It feels like, you know, there's a barrier up on the goal line. Like, you just can't punch it in. But he's efficient. He's smart. He understands when to throw the ball away. The pick at the end, it's like, you know, fourth down or, you know, end of game situation. Got to have it, like, trying to force a ball. That's going to happen. Those interceptions are okay. But he's not going to give it away. Right? And that's the problem they were having before. The games were given away when they were still competitive, but they lost the game instead of making the other team win it. They made the Vikings win the game. And more often than not, teams will lose the game before they win it. It's the old Belichick method. Master these situations. Master, you know, fourth down or third downs, red zone, 2-minute drills, understanding when to throw the ball away, when to take a sack, all those situations. If you master those, teams will give it away. They'll screw it up before we do, you know? And Mike White has that in him. And you could see it. It's so apparent, so obvious.
So when I was I was watching the Niners Dolphins game, and Tua has had some injuries. Tua is not terribly big. Tua was missing his tackles, and it felt like very early. I'm like, he has no interest getting smoked in this game. Have you ever been in a game where it does get in your helmet? Because I felt he's a very accurate thrower, and he was getting rid of that ball as soon as he could get rid of it.
I mean, it's at that position, you know, people even talk about Tom Brady like that. Like, oh, you get pressure on him, he looks pretty average. Well, that's any quarterback. You know, like, you start hitting the guy, and you could tell when their eyes start to drop a little bit, and you start looking at helmets coming your way instead of looking downfield and trusting those guys and kind of peeking over your shoulder a little bit. I mean, as soon as that starts happening, you can't process both at the same time.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, I mean, come on. Of course, it happens. You get happy feet in the pocket.
It's a bad Sunday.
You go back and watch the tape, and you're like, God, why am I running right there? I had plenty of time in the pocket, but you're just a little jumpy. And, you know, when guys are coming to tee off like that, it's hard. It makes it really tough. And you know, in some ways, you just get a little frazzled back there.
That's what it felt like. You were watching the same thing. It wasn't an indictment of Tua. It was an indictment of Tua in that circumstance.
Yeah, I mean,
without left tackle. And by the way, that Niner.
Two tackles. Yeah, you're down two tackles. It's like, you know, it looked a little Mahomesy in that Super Bowl a couple years ago against Tampa where they just got after him.
He could hear it.
Yeah, and it's apparent when that starts to happen, and the defense feels that too. Like, those guys aren't stupid. They can smell it. Like, there's blood in the water, boys. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you're chasing points like that, the defensive line can really, you know, turn it into a track meet. They know the quarterback's going to be, you know, 8.5 yards on his spot.
And he has to
throw. Yeah, he's got to throw. Let's go. Yeah, and it's they can feel that.
Yeah, the Colts-Cowboy game felt like that in the fourth quarter.
That was, I mean, so 21-19, a 33-point fourth quarter?
So we'll talk about that.
Are you kidding me?
On the other end, we'll talk about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their general tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Save up to half in your wireless plan. ConsumerCellular.com/TheHerd. Limited time, $25 off. Don't even have to change your phone or your number. So the Cowboy game was, for 2.5 hours, it was, why is this close? The Colts are horrible.
Right, right.
And then the dam breaks, and Dallas plays downhill with an old immobile quarterback. I've said this. You know this really well. It's a different vibe totally. Regular season to playoffs. Right. The margins shrink. The home teams get tight. I mean, you went to Foxborough. You went, you know, you played Manning and Brady. Dallas athletically, they're not the Niners, but they're really fast and really gifted. But I watched that game last night, and I'm like, well, this is what Dallas has been doing for 10 years. They bully ball you.
Yep.
If they sense weakness.
No doubt.
They play, it's almost like a Jerry Jones identity. They play downhill.
And they just attacked them at the end. Like, it was, they put on the full court press and just.
Do you consider them a serious Super Bowl team?
I think so. I think so because the way they're running the ball right now.
Yes.
I think if they get a chance to get Tyron Smith back, there's potential for him coming back, like maybe signing Odell. Like, they're going to really make a run here. They got the defense. I think Dan Quinn has those guys playing at an incredible level.
Yeah.
And they'll give up some yards, but they get the takeaways, right? And once it's like, say, like they're grapes. They come in bunches, man. As soon as they get one, it's like, okay, here we go. And it starts to roll for them. I thought Zeke played well. I thought the 1-2 punch with Tony Pollard and Zeke, it's perfect. So the biggest thing for them, I feel like, is limiting their turnovers, staying explosive on offense, continuing to stick to the run game. But Kellen Moore has those guys rolling. So we got that game this week against Houston. That could get ugly.
Yeah, so you'll start pouring over the film. They're interesting because it's almost, and I've seen this in multiple Cowboy games, there's some self-doubt in that room. For 2.5 hours, you're like, this shouldn't be close. But the minute something clicks,
right. It's
an avalanche.
Well, you know what's interesting is it was like that with the Rams game yesterday too, with the Seahawks. Like,
on paper,
it should have been a blowout. Like, Stafford's out, Donald's out, Cooper Kupp's out. They got their 12th different starting O-line combination in 12 games. You would just think, oh, it's going to be 40-0. But that's how competitive this league is. The margin for error you just mentioned in the playoffs, you know, even regular season games, it's like, you know, one turnover here or there, one bad play, one sack, one block punt. I mean, it changes the whole dynamic of the deal. And I mean, that's why these games are so dang close. It's incredible.
You know, I was thinking about this. So Prime Time just took over the Colorado job. And I'm watching the transfer portal today go crazy. And the winners are going to be, you know, USC is going to reportedly.
We'll clean up.
They're going to clean up. And it was a very good year. You know, Tulane at the Cotton Bowl doesn't excite me, but whatever. It's been a good year. It's 11-2. Let me ask you this, though. Jim Harbaugh's sitting out there. You have been a college star, and you've played in New York. I've come to the conclusion there's about 5 great NFL jobs, and they're the ones with great quarterbacks.
Right.
That is, the sport has become so offensive, you cannot win a Super Bowl or really compete for a conference championship unless you're excellent at that spot.
Right.
You're Jim Harbaugh. I know it's just college football. Would you go to the NFL if offered a job right now?
Where? Give me where. It would have to be perfect.
Chargers with Herbert.
Ooh.
Would you take that?
That's pretty nice.
I was going to say, that to me is the job.
Oh, man. He's so good.
Do you know Jim at all?
Not personally. We've met a couple times, but not.
Yeah.
Nothing too extensive. I don't know. I think he enjoys it there. I mean, think about how, I mean, they were dragging this guy in the mud a couple years ago.
Oh, they wanted to fire him.
You know, they're ready to run him out of town. And he stuck with it. I mean, credit to him for having the perseverance at your own school about to get run out and sticking with it. And then the last 2 years have been the two best years in Michigan's, you know, in the last decade or so. So I don't know if he wants to leave. I think he wants to keep rolling there. I wouldn't leave. He's got Ohio State the last 2 years. Like, I think he's doing fine.
I mean,
maybe for Herbert, but
But you were with Pete in college. Were you surprised he went back to the NFL?
No, not with the way everything was starting to unravel there, with the sanctions coming down and like, or they were on the horizon, and you know there was rumors about all that coming down, losing scholarships, all that. It was going to be a difficult situation for whoever was there. And, you know, he probably made the best move for him. I mean, there's something to be said with going down with the sinking ship, but there's also something to be said for, you know, making it out on a lifeboat. So yeah. I don't know. I think he made the right move at the right time for him. Once he knew the program wasn't probably going to be in great shape.
So you have done this now. You've done what? How many weeks have you called a game?
The last 12? Okay, what are we, week 13 coming up? They all blend together.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. The best team you've seen. Now, it may not be the best personnel, but what your takeaway is you walked out of that stadium and you felt like that's about the best team I've seen so far this year.
Probably the Niners.
Why?
I mean, that defense is insane. At every level, they have superstars, and Armstead just came back, and he's on a pitch count. Like, they got guys getting healthy. Other than Garoppolo, like, they're one of the healthiest teams around. And when teams get healthy towards the end of the year, everybody sustains injuries in September, October, right? But if you can get to November, December, and start to get to January and really start to go, and you're healthy and the cavalry's coming, like, those, there's just a feeling in your room, in the locker room, everything, like, boys, we got this. Like, let's roll. I remember feeling that with the Jets. Like,
well,
we got a veteran club.
They had like this.
Hey, we're going to run the rock. We found our identity.
These Niners were those Jets.
And this is what we're going to do. Defense is going to hold them under 17 points. Let's go score 21 and ride. Like, that's how it starts to feel. And it feels like that with the Niners. And even with Brock Purdy, I mean, the guy's played a ton of games. He's got a ton of reps.
How many years did Brock Purdy start in college?
I felt like 30. Like,
okay, so this kid's got a ton of starts.
He's played a ton for the Cyclones. So Duke can play. He understands the position. I think the Niners can run the table. We have I haven't called the Bills game. We got him on the 17th, so in 2 weeks. I'm curious to see them in person, and I'm curious to see the Cowboys in person.
When you watch a game in person as a broadcaster, is it different than, like, when you watch the Niners in person? Does it, like, yesterday you watched the Seahawks in person.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing, it's like the 22 film.
Yes.
You're seeing openings the television doesn't show you.
Right.
Is, like, what, like, let's take Seattle yesterday when you watched them. Do you look at them live and think they can win multiple playoff games?
I did until Walker got hurt. That's going to be a problem. They need that run game to really go.
Okay.
And then my only fear with them is you got to understand, after your last year of college, you go right to draft prep and you go right into your rookie year. So that rookie wall, it feels like 2 years in a row just slammed together, and you're exhausted by week 10, 11, 12. Guys hit the wall. You hit the rookie wall because it's longer than anything you've ever done. You're running a marathon
now.
You
get no off season.
Exactly.
College workout pro.
And it's so your first offseason is after your rookie year. And so that's my only fear is that, you know, Pete's got these guys playing at a high level. It's just how far can they take it? What's their endurance? What's their stamina all about? And that's hard for me. That's my only hesitation on Seattle.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, some thoughts on USC, the overall season, Lincoln Riley.
Incredible year.
So you don't.
Incredible year. Tough. I mean,
you were there.
Tough way to go out. I didn't understand the 4th and 8 in the first.
I didn't either.
in the first quarter. I thought they were going to pooch punt it.
And they were controlling the game.
I mean, their fans were completely out of it. It was 17-3. Like, it was just an absolute morgue on Utah's sideline. You know, like a complete cemetery, man. Just dead. And after that 4th and 8, they get the ball. They start to get some momentum. And college is so much about momentum. And it just really turned the tide. I thought that was kind of the moment that really changed the course of the game. And it was too bad. And then after that, you know, Caleb gets hurt and all that stuff. So it just starts to unravel. But what an incredible year. If somebody would have said 11-2, you know, Cotton Bowl last year. Come on.
I said 9-3 and I thought I was being a homer.
Right.
I thought I was being a complete.
I was like, UCLA is going to be tough. You know, oh, Notre Dame. I don't know. You know. And some huge, huge wins.
How do you think primetime does at Colorado?
It's interesting. I'm very curious how that goes. I think he's going to have so much juice there, and so many guys are going to want to play there because they're going to be so relevant again. It's an amazing campus, and Boulder's awesome.
That's what I told him.
Boulder is awesome.
Awesome.
My best friend, Scotty McKnight, went to Boulder. I almost transferred there when I was in school. When I was behind John David, I would go out to Boulder like 2 times a semester to go visit my buddy, Scotty McKnight. And I go throw with their team and like hang out with those guys. I felt like I was going to transfer to Colorado because I love the environment so much. It's amazing. Yeah. For a college town, it's the best.
Yeah, no, I told you, it's in the Rocky Mountain range. It's
beautiful.
I don't know if this would have worked 10 years ago, but in the transfer portal, Prime is such a star.
Oh.
Young kids now have been empowered. They want to get to the pros.
They love it. And he's a great motivator. Great coach.
Great recruiter.
Exactly. And like, just, you want to be around him. You just want to follow that guy. He's always been that cool guy, you know, forever. He's had the swag. He's had the, you know, the cool attitude. Like, guys are just attracted to that. And now he has an even bigger platform. I think, you know, I don't know if this is a stepping stone to go to the NFL or to go back to FSU or what.
Yeah.
But either way, I think he has a ton of success there, especially with SC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12, I mean, they can run the table out there. They get some recruits in there. You see how fast it turned for SC. I mean, they got everything you want, too.
Good stuff, Mark Sanchez. Folks, tough economic times. Are you worried about your retirement? Visit buylegacygold.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.